AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel's ambassador to the U.S. has been lobbying members of Congress to say no to the Iran nuclear deal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says past nuclear deals with other countries show how bad the Iran deal could be.
It was a deal with North Korea. That proved to be a historic mistake as well. And North Korea today has a dozen nuclear bombs and is on track to get, within a few years, 100 nuclear bombs.
Netanyahu was on CBS's Face of the Nation, and so was Secretary of State John Kerry, who says a vote yes would make the situation, a vote no would make the situation even worse.
They will begin to enrich again, and the greater likelihood is what the president said the other day, you'll have a war.
Police in Modesto, California say a man has been arrested in the deaths of his daughter, two other girls, and two women. Their bodies were found yesterday in a home. Police say Martin Martinez has been booked into a Santa Clara County jail on suspicion of murder. He was arrested in San Jose. A body was found in the pool at the home of Demi Moore.
LAPD responded to the home after a 911 call and found a small crowd around the man's body in the pool.
The AP's Tammy Abdullah reports Moore was not at home at the time, but her assistant was having a gathering at the home with about a half dozen people, including the man who drowned. Australian surfing champ Mick Fanning was knocked off his board by an attacking shark. It happened in South Africa during a televised competition. As he scanned the water, two fins appeared, and with a splash, he disappeared under the surface. A rescuer pulled him out of the water. Fanning says he is okay.
Then I saw the footage. I'm just tripping, but yeah, I'm totally fine. I'm got nothing wrong with me. There's like a small depression in my board, and just my leg rope got bitten. And
the remainder of the surfing event in South Africa was canceled. This is AP Radio News. Going into the final round of the British Open, there is a three-way tie for the lead. Louis Oosthuizen and this guy, Jason Day, are each 12 under par.
It'd be an unbelievable piece of experience that no one could ever take away from you, and you just can't buy that.
Also 12 under par is an amateur from Ireland, Paul Dunn.
I went out there thinking that if I could play sensible and keep the bogeys off my card, you know, you're going to have so many opportunities for birdie that you're bound to make some.
Jordan Spieth is one shot off the lead at the British Open. Last week it was the Little Minions. This weekend it's Little Ant-Man. That's the number one movie.
Now dive through the keyhole, Scott. You charge big.
The Paul Rudd movie from Marvel didn't bring in as much as other Marvel superhero movies like Thor and Captain America, but it did well enough to sell more tickets than the new Amy Schumer romantic comedy Trainwreck. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.